Oh, we are back on Downtown. It is 4:30 on your Thursday afternoon. Let's do some dancing. If only we had a video stream, you would appreciate this even more. We're joined in studio this afternoon by Heather Libby and Brian Beck of the production of Mamma Mia at Penobscot Theater Company. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
This is amazing.
Oh, I love it. I love it. My gosh, where to begin on this? Well, first of all, could you have a better show to kick off the summer than this?
Right? I mean, seriously.
Could not have been planned better.
Yeah. A show that takes place on a Greek isle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, it's pretty good to have it this time of year, I would say.
Absolutely.
Now, you both have done a lot of shows at Penobscot Theater, but when you found out that this was going to be on the schedule for this season, how long did it take you to say, Barry, hello, I want in?
My bribe was pretty much instant.
Somebody said to me, who knows a thing or two, said, oh my God. Now, Heather's been amazing in so many things, but this is the role she was born to play.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, I hope I don't let them down.
Sure, there's not a chance of that.
She won't. Right. I can attest to that.
For anybody who may not know, can you give us a plot synopsis such as it is?
Absolutely. It is about a young girl who is getting married, and for her entire life, she's wanted to know who her dad is. And she stumbles across her mom's diary, and there are three potential dads listed. So she goes behind her mom's back.
And this, you said this is a Greek island. It's not Washington County.
Correct. I mean, it was an option, but
they couldn't get the rights to Columbia Falls. No. No. So she sends invitations to these men without her mom knowing. And guess who shows up for the wedding? That's it. So the fun ensues at that point.
And so is Stephanie playing that part?
Stephanie Colavito is playing, yes, Sophie.
Mm-hmm. And you are?
I'm Donna Sheridan. I'm her mom.
And you, Brian?
I'm Tanya, and I am a best friend of Donna. And we were in a girl band together, along with Christy Robinson, who's playing Rosie.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yet another wallflower. I don't know how this is
going
to work out. Who else is in the cast? Now, you've got an all-star cast.
Oh, yes. We've got some local favorites. We've got Dominic Varney as one of the potential dads. Frank Bachman is one of the dads. We have quite a few people coming from New York area. Michael Padgett is playing Sam Carmichael. Mm-hmm. And Tyler Ivey is playing Sky, who is Sophie's fiancé.
And who's doing the music director for this?
Phil Burns.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Philly Dilly. Yep.
And how about, I know that Amy Turner is directing.
She is, and choreographer.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And what about the set? Because it sounds like the set's going to be absolutely amazing.
The set is by Sean McClelland.
Oh, yeah.
Who was here to do the Spitfire Grill set and mm-hmm. a few other shows. The sketches we've seen are gorgeous, and we've seen a sneak preview of the set, and it's pretty sweet.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And can we just talk about costumes?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I was going to get to that. Yes,
sorry.
Yes.
Well, as you saw, as some of you may have seen on the main edge, we have a fantastic costume designer, Jimmy Johansmeyer. And he's just awesome. Mm-hmm. And he makes us feel like superstars.
Oh, completely. Yeah. We are Beyonce. We are Destiny's Child up there. No doubt.
So I have to ask you, though. I mean, I remember. I'm so old. I played a lot of these songs on the radio when they first came out 100 years ago. And even then, you couldn't get them out of your head. This must be, you just no escape because you're singing these songs every night at rehearsal.
I go home and I'm trying to fall asleep, but I can't because the songs just keep playing over my head. Yeah. And not even the ones that I sing in the show. It's everybody else's songs.
Sure.
And then when you get choreography on top of it.
Oh, yeah.
So all of a sudden, you know, you're like, what is that move again? Oh, okay. You know, it's 2 a.m. There's no need. You're in the bathroom practicing a dance move.
No escape.
Now, I don't know, in my mind, I just see you coming right down the aisles, right out the doors, and right down Main Street. With
Ooh,
this.
That's a nice idea.
That's a thought. We can pass that on to Amy, right?
Last show.
Right,
that's
right.
What you do. If anybody, and everybody needs to get tickets to this, of course, you can call the theater, 942-3333. Go online, penobscottheater.org. Stop in at the beautiful Bangor Opera House and get your tickets. First preview is...
Next Thursday,
a week from today. Now.
Oh, yeah. My word. Yeah. Wow. And are you doing 3 or 4 weekends?
We are doing, five.
Oh, wow.
Weeks?
We go
five
to July 14th.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Nice long run. So lots of chances to see it.
But you're going
to
need it because this thing's going to sell out.
Hopefully.
God. Are you kidding me?
Right.
When the show was announced, people were like, I got to get tickets. When can I get tickets to this?
Yeah. My mom probably bought them all. So. Hi, Mom.
So what's the best part of playing these roles and doing this show for you?
Oh, for me personally, I just love to dance. And this show is all about the singing and dancing. And I'm having a blast.
Mm-hmm. And?
For me, it's like you said, growing up to this music. What better way of, you're not in karaoke and you're not singing Dancing Queen for the 900th time. You're actually getting to live that character. So much fun. And I'm just spoiled because I have two of my best friends as my best friends in the show, Christy Robinson and Brie. And it's so much fun. It's not really work. It's we're getting a chance to just play dress up professionally and party down the whole night.
Well, and I've seen the movie like everybody else. I can't imagine that it would be possible for any human being to walk into the Opera House, see this show, and not walk out with a big smile on their
Hopefully.
Face.
Right? Hopefully, otherwise we've done our job wrong.
There are tears.
Right. Well, and I think that it just kind of comes back to the whole idea of there are times that you want Sunset Boulevard and you want Les Mis, but there are times that you want Mamma Mia and Rock of Ages.
And just escape.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You don't want to think. You want to go have a blast. You want to take friends and family and just enjoy and dance in the aisles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this show is all about. Yep. And if you're coming in expecting Sondheim, it's not that. It is much more, it's more of a party atmosphere.
Wait,
now, how do you transform the ancient Bangor Opera House into this Greek. It's a big space, but
it is a big
how do you
space.
Do that?
It's very. I can't get over the set design. The edge of the stage are these like pier-like structures. Mm-hmm. There's like cobblestone painting on the stage to make it look like just cobblestone streets. It's gorgeous. It really is.
I think the coolest thing that we've been told, and it's I don't think it's a secret, but when you walk in a theater, usually you have your blacks. All of your legs are black. They actually ordered white to give it that complete tropical, airy feel with the lighting design. Yeah. I'm going to stare at it. I'm going to forget what I'm doing up there. I'm going to be so excited.
It's like we're all in Santorini in Little Bay, Maine.
Yeah, where's my pina colada?
And I know you got one of my former students, Brie DeMasso, in the show.
Oh, Brie.
But a lot of really talented young people from Dramatic Academy.
Yes, a lot of Dramatic Academy alums. And they are so good and so prepared, and they practice so hard, and they bring such an energy to us older folks in the rehearsal room, and we just live off their energy and their spirit, and they are wonderful additions to this
Such a pleasure
show.
To see them grow from when, the first time we ever saw some of them, Stephanie Colavito, she first hit the stage, and now, she is a rock star.
Yeah.
That kid is amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's going to be great. Again, opening officially next weekend. First preview next week. Mamma Mia, Penobscot Theater Company, an all-star cast, an all-star crew of folks. And I'm not just saying it because you guys are here. I feel like this is one of those shows they're going to be talking about forever around here.
When
Mamma Mia came to town.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. And it's a shame that you're not having any fun with this.
Right. We really need to talk about
that.
We
don't have smiles on our faces right
at
now.
All.
No, I know Alan asked you this for his piece in the main edge, but what's your favorite ABBA song?
Oh, it's Super Trooper. I love it.
Interesting.
It has that Xanadu 70s feel, and I think I love the number. The Amy's choreography is wonderful, and the three of us girls just... We're just up there living it.
Yeah.
What's yours?
My favorite, I know they wrote some really great dance songs, but I love a power ballad, and The Winner Takes It All is hands down my favorite. I just love it.
My favorite is SOS. Who gets to sing that?
I do with Michael.
With
Awesome.
Yeah, we have a blast. It's wonderful. He's just a tremendous talent.
Yep.
I can't wait to see it.
Good.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Break legs, dazzle all of us. I'm sure you will.
Yes, prepare your glitter and your platform boots.
Yes,
lots of sequins.
Can the audience dress up too?
I hope so.
We encourage it.
Absolutely.
Mamma Mia, Penobscot Theater Company. Coming soon. Get your tickets again. 942-3333, penobscottheater.org, or stop in at the Bangor Opera House box office and get those tickets now. Mm-hmm. They're not going to last long, I don't think. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Look in harmony. That was beautiful. 20 minutes before the hour. The elusive Jabron Grant. Where the hell is Jabron?
I have no idea, but we'll try calling him again.
Well, last week he was in New York. That was his sorry
That was
excuse.
A good excuse.
Well, now we just can't find him.
It's sunny out.
Oh, good point. Good point. All right, we'll search for Jabron, and if not, we're just going to sing some ABBA songs. So come back and find out what's next. It's Downtown on Z62.